could hardly one bright summer's morning that I first heard his voice speaking low. As he said to the colleen beside him, who's that pretty girl lifting her cow?
Ah, here comes that Mrs. Riley out in the backyard to hang up her washing. Ah, well, I'd speak to her anyway. Good morning, Mrs. Riley, and how are you this morning?
Mind your business, Mrs. Finnegan, and pay your rent.
Here, here. You do be getting very smart lately. If I had a husband like that bald-faced carrier of yours, do you know what I'd do with him?
And what would you do with him, Mrs. Finnegan?
I'd have him arrested for cruelty to animals.
You would, and what for?
For stating the likes of you, Mrs. Riley.
Mrs. Finnegan, my husband and I have been married 14 years. I've never had a fight in the house yet.
No, you always go out in the backyard to do the fighting.
Well, if I had a husband like that little monkey-faced cat of yours, do you know what I'd do with him?
And what would you do with him, Mrs. Riley?
I'd put a muzzle on him, Mrs. Finnegan. Oh, my. What's that noise?
That's my little Danny.
What ails him?
He's playing with the cornet.
Oh, I thought he was fighting it.
Ah, don't get funny. He's playing his father to sleep.
Why don't he chloroform him? The old man wouldn't suffer so much.
Mrs. Riley, you're the finest looking woman I ever saw in all my life.
I'm sorry I can't say the same for you, Mrs. Finnegan.
You could if you told as big a lie as I did, Mrs. Riley.
Mrs. Finnegan, there's only one difference between you and an umbrella.
And what's the difference, Mrs. Riley?
You can shut up an umbrella, but your mouth is always open.
What you say to me goes in one ear and out of the other.
Sure, Mrs. Finnegan, there's nothing to stop it.
Oh, you're getting very stuck up lately.
Is that so?
Yes, ever since you swallowed that bottle of muesli. Oh, dear. There she goes again. Say, Mrs. Riley, since when did Mary Ellen break her wrist?
It's not broken. She's playing the piano.
Ah, then some of her fingers must be hurting, Mrs. Riley. There's that dirty little brat of yours crying again.
Mary Ann!
What is it, my dear?
Come in the house. It's been open. Mind the baby.
All right, darling.
Good day to you, Mrs. Finnegan. Good riddance, Mrs. Riley. Ah, sure, I'm glad she's gone. Now I'll finish hanging the washing out on the line. There, that's done.